Okay, so are you ready to dive into a world of like supernatural mystery and action?
Let's do it.
All right, so you're thinking about New World, Aeternum Deluxe Edition for Xbox Series XS,
All right.
and we're going to break down exactly what awaits on this intriguing island.
Yeah, you've come to the right place for that.
We're going to uncover his secrets. We're going
Absolutely.
to break down the gameplay and see if this action RPG lives up to the hype.
Totally.
So to get us started, this is an action RPG set on the mysterious island of Aeternum,
That's right.
which already sounds cool.
It does.
And it emphasizes exploration, character customization,
Lots of character
and
customization.
a visually stunning world.
That's one of the things that really pops when you see like screenshots or videos of this game, is just like how beautiful and kind of different it
Yeah,
looks
for sure.
from a visual perspective.
And I should also mention that we're specifically talking about the Deluxe Edition,
Yes.
which comes with,
Some very cool perks.
it
You
does.
get the corrupted Mauler bear mount, which is sweet, just in the name
That's
alone.
going to look so cool.
And the corrupted soul armor skin.
Yeah, and we'll dive into those bonuses a little bit later.
Yeah, we'll talk about the specific.
But first, I want to talk about the island itself.
Okay.
What exactly makes Aeternum so special?
So this is not just another pretty island. Like
Why
you
not?
said, this is an island steeped in the supernatural. We're
Oh.
talking about ancient ruins that whisper tales of lost civilizations,
Wow.
creatures straight out of like myth and legend.
Really?
Yeah, and the veil between worlds is thin here.
Interesting.
So you never know what you might encounter just around the next bend.
It's like a little spooky.
It can be, yeah, there's definitely like an element of like you're not really sure what's going to be around the next corner, which I think is fun in a game like this.
Yeah, and keeps you on your toes.
Yeah, and I think one of the big kind of overarching things is this idea of the corruption.
Oh, what's that?
It's this powerful force that's warping the land
Oh,
and it's inhabiting.
okay, so that's not good.
Yeah, you're going to have to deal with that.
All right, so we've got ancient ruins,
Yeah.
we've got creatures of myth and legend, we've got this force called the corruption.
Yeah.
I'm getting serious. Indiana Jones meets The Witcher vibes here.
I like that a lot.
But a world full of mystery is only as good as the action you get to experience in it.
You got to be able to have fun running around in it.
Right. So what about the combat in Aeternum? What sets it apart from other RPGs?
Well, one thing that stood out to me is that this is not a button mashing experience.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just like spam attacks and expect to win.
Oh.
One of the things that they have is a stamina system.
Oh, interesting.
So every attack, every dodge, and even blocking drains your stamina.
Okay.
And if you run out of stamina, you're vulnerable.
Oh, no.
So you have to think about what you're doing.
Yeah, you can't just go in swinging.
Exactly. So you're going to have to manage your resources,
Right.
think strategically about your attack.
Okay, so it's like a little more thoughtful.
It is a little more deliberate, yeah.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, there's this really unique blocking system,
Oh, tell me about that.
which actually rewards perfect timing. If
Interesting.
you time your block just right, you can not only deflect attacks,
Oh, wow.
but it also opens up your enemies for counterattacks.
So it's like almost like a parry.
It is, yeah, it's
Well,
very much a parry system.
okay, I like that.
Yeah, it's really
So
cool.
timing is everything.
It's very important.
Yeah, you can't just survive on reflexes alone, though,
Right,
right? You've
right.
got to develop your character and their skills.
Totally.
So what kind of options are we talking about here for skills?
So one of the things that's really interesting is that New World, Aeternum, offers like a classless system.
What does that mean?
So that means you're not locked into any specific role from the beginning.
Okay.
Instead, your character's development is based on the weapons you use
Oh, interesting.
and how you allocate your attribute points.
So it's really like kind of free form.
It is very freeform.
Yeah.
You can really kind of decide how you want to play.
So you can start as a melee fighter using a sword and shield.
You could.
But then later on, you can branch out into ranged combat
Exactly.
using a musket or even dabble in magic.
Yep, if you want to be like a battle mage, you
Right.
can do that.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's all about creating a play style that suits you.
I love that freedom.
Me
It's
too.
like a blank canvas for your character.
Hello.
And once you've honed your skills, you're going to be in a world worthy of exploration.
Absolutely.
So what can you tell us about Aeternum's different regions and biomes?
So imagine this one moment you're exploring a dense primeval forest,
Okay.
and then the next you find yourself like scaling a snow-capped mountain peak.
Wow. So there's a variety.
There's a ton of variety.
Okay.
There's everything from sun-drenched beaches to like eerie swamps shrouded in mist.
Oh, that's spooky.
Yeah, It's a really cool variety of environments.
Awesome.
And it's not just about pretty scenery either.
Right.
Each region has its own unique resources to gather.
Okay.
Creatures to battle.
Uh-huh.
And secrets to uncover.
So there's like a reason to explore.
Exactly.
You're not just looking at a pretty view.
There's always something to do.
Cool.
Yeah. It's very much a world that wants you to discover it.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Speaking of resources, crafting seems to be a big part of the gameplay loop.
It's an essential part.
So what kind of items can you craft?
Yeah.
And how important is it to the overall experience?
So you're not going to find top-tier gear just lying around.
Okay.
You can't just, like, stumble upon the best stuff in the game.
You're going to have to earn it.
You're going to have to earn it, yeah.
Okay.
So you're going to have to gather resources.
Okay.
Learn crafting skills.
Uh-huh.
And experiment with different recipes.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And whether you're, like, forging a powerful weapon or brewing a life-saving potion.
Or even creating sturdy armor.
Yeah, crafting empowers you to become self-sufficient.
Okay.
And tackle even greater challenges.
Yeah, so it's like a very rewarding gameplay loop.
Yeah, you're not just relying on drops. You're actually like creating your own gear.
Yeah, I like that.
Like imagine like discovering a rare ore deep within a mine.
Okay.
That allows you to craft a weapon with unique abilities.
Oh, that would be awesome.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Yeah, it's super cool.
And you know what would make that even cooler?
What's that?
Showing off those crafting skills.
Oh, yeah.
While rocking that deluxe edition content.
I see where you're going with this.
That corrupted Mauler bear mount.
Oh, my goodness.
Is calling my name.
It looks so cool.
It does.
Yeah, so how do those bonuses enhance the gameplay experience?
Yeah. Are they just cosmetic?
I mean, they are cosmetic, but yeah. I think it's all about expressing your individuality.
Oh.
And, like, making your mark on the world.
Okay.
The deluxe edition content just lets you stand out from the crowd.
Right.
You know, you got this unique visual flair.
Yeah.
That bear mount, for example, is more than just a cool ride. It's a statement.
Exactly. It shows that you're not just another adventurer.
You're someone who appreciates the finer things.
You've got style.
Even in a world as untamed as Eternum.
Exactly.
So we've got this world.
Yeah.
We're immersed in this visually stunning world.
Uh-huh.
We're engaging in strategic combat.
Yep.
And we're crafting our way to success.
You got it.
But what ties it all together?
Yeah, what are we actually doing in this world?
What does a typical day look like in Eternum?
Honestly, every day is an opportunity for adventure.
Oh, okay.
You might be completing quests for the various factions.
Okay.
Who are all vying for control of the island.
Oh, interesting. So there's like factions to join.
There are.
Okay.
Or you might be exploring ancient ruins to uncover lost lore.
Uh-huh.
You might be battling monstrous creatures.
Okay.
For precious resources.
Right.
Or you could even just be honing your skills in player versus player combat.
Okay. So there's PvP.
There is.
That's cool.
Yeah. So there's a ton of different ways to play. Yeah. You can really make your own fun.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Yeah. It's a very open world.
So you're looking at a world rich in lore.
Yeah.
Fast-paced combat that demands strategy.
Uh-huh.
Tons of character customization.
Oh, yeah.
All topped off with a deluxe edition that lets you ride in style.
Yeah. You can't beat that.
This sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. New world. Eternum seems like a pretty immersive experience.
It does.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to jump in and actually play it myself.
And I think that one of the coolest things about this game is, like, Eternum's history.
Oh, yeah.
It's shrouded in mystery.
Yeah.
So I encourage anyone who plays this game to really pay attention to the environment.
Okay.
To the stories that the NPCs tell.
Right.
And just any clues that you might find scattered throughout the world.
Just, like, really explore.
Yeah. You might just uncover a secret.
Oh.
That changes your understanding of the island forever.
Oh, wow. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I think that's a really fun thing to keep in mind.
So it's like there's this mystery that you can unravel.
Exactly.
Awesome. Well, I am sold.
I think it's a really cool game.
I am ready to set sail for Eternum.
Happy exploring.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
We'll catch you next time.
Bye.
Bye.